This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. At least 15 people have died after several houses in two Mumbai suburbs collapsed due to landslides, local officials said on Sunday. Rescuers were seen using hands to dig up the ground to retrieve bodies. Local television showed authorities said more could be trapped under the debris. Four of those injured were taken to a nearby hospital. Local television news channel showed rescuers carrying the injured on makeshift stretchers. The death toll from flooding in Western Europe climbed over 180 on Sunday after rescue workers dug deeper into debris left by receding waters. Police put the toll from the hard-hit area of Western Germany's Rhineland state at more than 110 and said they feared the number will still rise. In a neighboring North Rhine-Westphalia state, Germany's most populous, 45 people were confirmed dead, including four firefighters. Belgium has confirmed 27 casualties. The Biden administration is now lashing out at Iran, accusing it of delaying a proposed prisoner swap to force a quick resumption of paused indirect nuclear talks. The State Department on Saturday slammed as outrageous comments made by Iran's deputy foreign minister, who blamed the U.S. and Britain for the delay. In a pair of tweets from his verified account, Syed Abbas Araghchi had said that the nuclear talks being held in Vienna could not resume until Iran's hardline president-elect is inaugurated in early August. He also said the U.S. and Britain were holding the prisoner swap hostage to the nuclear talks. In response to State Department spokesman Ned Price, said the U.S. was prepared to continue talks. This is VOA News. An official says that Martine Moise, the wife of Haiti's assassinated president who was injured in the July 7th attack at their private home, returned to the Caribbean nation. And government spokesman said that Martine Moise arrived in Haiti Saturday following her release from a Miami hospital. Earlier this week, she tweeted from the hospital that she could not believe her husband, Jovenel Moise, was gone. Without saying a last word, she wrote, "This pain will never pass." Her arrival was announced or unannounced and surprised many in the country of more than 11 million people still reeling from the assassination. No details surrounding her arrival were immediately available. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has been identified by the country's test and trace system as a contact of a confirmed coronavirus case, but the Prime Minister's office says that unlike most people, he will not have to self-isolate. Johnson met Friday with the Health Secretary Sajid Javid, who later tested positive for COVID-19. Contacts of positive cases usually have to self-isolate for 10 days, but Johnson's office says the Prime Minister will instead take a daily coronavirus test as part of a pilot project. Same applies to the Treasury Chief, Rishi Sunak, who also was contacted. Jonathan Ashworth of the opposition Labour Party said it looks like there is one rule and for them and something else for the rest of us. Thousands of people marched around France on Saturday amid surge and protest the President Emmanuel Macron's plans to force vaccinations of health workers and require a COVID-19 free certificate to enter places like bars, restaurants, and cinemas. Macron this week announced sweeping measures to fight a rapid surge in new coronavirus infections, which protesters say infringe the freedom of choice of those who do not want a COVID shot. Tokyo Olympics organizers on Sunday reported three new cases of COVID-19 infection among athletes as the population of the athletes' village swells ahead of the start of the pandemic-hit games next week. Organizers reported 10 new cases connected to the Olympics, including media, contractors, and other personnel. That compares with 15 new cases on Saturday, which included personnel. An International Olympic Committee member from South Korea tested positive for the coronavirus landing in Tokyo. The former Olympic athlete is vaccinated, reflecting the infection risk even from vaccinated attendees. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News. We'll